From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. 2025 was Utah's warmest year on record statewide. That's according to new data released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. KUER's David Kondos reports.
Utah's average temperature last year was 4.3 degrees warmer than its 20th century normal. The previous record it broke had stood since 1934, and Utah was one of just two states nationwide that had their warmest year in 2025. Plus, it was dry. Nearly all of the state finished below or much below average for precipitation last year. Scientists say increasingly extreme weather patterns like this are a sign of how global climate change, driven by greenhouse gas emissions, is impacting Americans' lives. Across the contiguous U.S., 2025 temperatures were the fourth warmest on record. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Grasslands near the Great Salt Lake could be rezoned for industrial use. The proposed change goes before the Salt Lake City Planning Commission today. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the 80-acre piece of land is owned by the Clark and Christine Ivory Foundation. Clark Ivory is also the CEO of Ivory Homes. That's Utah's largest home builder. An executive with the company says the foundation wants the rezone now to raise the value of the property to help with its charitable work, like access to education and affordable housing. Opponents say rezoning it would take away land that protects wildlife and sustains the lake. For more stories like this, visit GreatSaltLakeNews.org. Utah's Democrats have set their priorities for the upcoming legislative session. The House Minority Caucus says cost of living is at the top of the list. Party officials say they want to make housing more affordable and reduce homelessness. They also want to improve access to health and child care and are thinking about the environment, education, and civil rights. Utah's legislature has a Republican supermajority. Democrats make up just a quarter of lawmakers in the House and Senate combined. Summit County is cracking down on short-term rentals. It's launching a complaint hotline this week. It'll be a place for people to get information and raise concerns. Summit County has the most short-term rentals in Utah, like Airbnb and Vrbo. They can be a nuisance when guests are too loud or cause other problems in neighborhoods. Scott Buchanan works as a county code enforcement officer for short-term rentals. He spoke with KPCW.
There's challenges in neighborhoods with nightly rentals at times, and those challenges can be problematic when the only people that are addressing them are local law enforcement.
Some cities have capped how many guests are allowed. Some people worry short-term rentals make housing less affordable, but the real estate industry says overly restricting them hurts property values without compensating owners. Utah is getting a new professional women's softball team. Salt Lake City will be home to the Utah Talons. They're part of the Athletes Unlimited Softball League. The league started as a touring series, bringing games to a dozen places around the country. But now they'll have home bases. The Talons will play at the University of Utah's Dumke Family Softball Stadium. They're the latest pro sports team to call the city home after recent additions from pro volleyball and pro hockey. With the push for a new downtown sports and entertainment district, Salt Lake has been trying to reinvent itself into a sports destination. You're listening to KUER News.